Hello and welcome back after a few weeks hiatus.
Couple weeks.
To Luke's podcast.
Bunch of weeks.
I thought it was going to be one more.
Am I even on?
No, I am. I'm trying something new here on the podcast.
What are you trying? Not letting me speak?
Yeah, it's called muting your channel.
It's Luke, parentheses S, parentheses plural, podcast.
Yeah.
It's Luke's podcast.
Yeah,
I guess. You know, Hope made me listen to our podcast in the car while I was driving.
Why?
I don't know. I think she wanted to see me in pain. And then at one point I said something. I was like, I agree. And she's like, it's you, idiot.
Which one did y'all listen to?
I said something about the Navy.
Was it the last one?
I think it's the last one. Yeah. I said something about the Navy and I was like, it's a good point. And she was like, you said it. I was like, of course.
Yeah.
I agree with myself. I should.
Oftentimes, I don't agree with myself.
I have looked at things that I've said in the past, and I'm like, man, I'm stupid.
Yeah.
They're usually like, Avatar is a good movie. Stuff like that.
Your lanyard is Walmart.
Yeah.
It makes it look like you work at Walmart.
Yeah, that's the funny thing.
Is it the funny thing?
I think it's funny.
Have people asked you if you work at Walmart?
All the time. People at work ask me if I worked at Walmart, and I'm like, nope. Just big fan.
How did you get it?
I don't know.
Did you steal it?
No, I just found it one day, I guess. I really don't remember where I got it, because I used to have one. It was a real big thing around 2016. I had one that said vote for pizza.
Funny.
Yeah, it was real cool.
Mm-hmm.
I was a real cool guy.
You still agree with that?
Vote for pizza?
Yeah.
I always vote for pizza. if it's an option, I get pizza.
So wait, like even in a restaurant scenario where you're voting between a certain amount of foods.
This is voting.
Then you always vote for pizza?
No, because you're not voting in a restaurant, you're choosing. Voting is different.
Like no, if you're amongst the group
okay, so
of people,
like group,
the options are pulled pork,
okay,
hot chicken,
okay,
and pizza. You're always voting pizza?
In that scenario, yes.
Okay, that was just one of a possible many scenarios.
Well, hold on. Let's look this over. So we're in this city, correct?
Louisville.
Yes. Where are people most likely getting their pulled pork from?
Mark's Feed Store.
Okay.
Oh, multiple?
There's multiple.
Okay, Feast Barbecue.
Okay.
Martin's.
Yep.
Mama's.
All of these are places that I'm not a big fan of the pulled pork.
Okay, City Barbecue.
We keep going.
FDKY.
I'm not getting pulled pork at these places.
Frankfurt Avenue Barbecue Depot.
I don't think that's what that's called.
Something like that.
What is it? Isn't it? I don't know. FDR or something.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Franklin Delano.
Donato's.
Yeah, Donato's.
Roast.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what
we got there.
It's the fried dang roast.
Okay.
I'm not going to pull pork.
All right.
Pull pork up here. Another it's fine.
Okay.
I'm not going to go like bonkers for it. And somebody says hot chicken. What's going on there?
Yeah, it's probably going to call about my car. You mind if I take this?
Hey, take a call.
Okay.
You take it on the air.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Oh, hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'm not as good at this as you are.
Oh, really?
Uh-oh, something's wrong with the car. You're saying it exploded in the shop? It just straight up blew up.
You guys haven't been able to open it at all?
Three people pinned to the wall? The engine came alive. Okay. It ate the receptionist. Not Terry.
Yeah.
Oh, so it was actually a transformer.
Right, yeah. Sure.
Was it a Decepticon or an Autobot? You don't know either? Was it like a Bumblebee situation?
Right.
Or was this like Jazz or like some other one where you definitely knew? Why did you tell me about that? I would like to see a transformer. Go to like a field and look at it.
Okay, so I don't know how much of that we'll keep, but here's a little fiasco I went through on Saturday. my door lock actuator went out.
Yeah.
Which, for those who don't know, is, because I didn't, is the thing that's responsible for when you, like, click the remote or the button, it activates the locks.
Yes.
So I got in there on Saturday and replaced it successfully. And then I closed everything up. Door would open. Door would unlock. It was great. And then after a little while, the door suddenly wouldn't open at all from the inside or the outside. The lock worked great, but the door just won't open. And I can hear the, I mean, I think something's probably disconnected, but I hear.
How do you get in?
The passenger side.
Oh, I was hoping that you were saying you got to crawl in from the back.
That's an option.
That would be funny.
It might be easier.
Just crawl in from the back.
Take those seats out.
I mean, crawl in with the seats. Mm. Crawl in without.
Yeah.
That's how it goes.
There's a bunch of different options, really.
So what'd the guy say?
They can't get it open.
They can't figure it out.
They can't figure it out. They said they looked all over it, and they don't know. They don't know.
What if this is the one major flaw with the element?
That's this is disappointing, to say the least.
What?
To say the most, it's very disappointing.
It's incredibly disappointing.
This is the most disappointed I've been all week.
About your car, though.
No.
Have you not been disappointed about other things?
This week? Not really.
I'm trying to think. What have I been disappointed in?
I can tell you another story. There's one thing I was going to talk about, but we'll get to it in a minute about something I was disappointed in.
Have you had oysters before?
Yeah.
You like oysters?
Yeah, I think so.
What type of oysters did you have?
From the sea.
Oh, they were from the sea?
I think so. Sea oysters.
As opposed to from the sky oysters.
I was thinking river.
The squoysters.
River oysters.
Oh, there are two?
Huh?
There's river oysters?
Are there?
I don't know.
Okay.
I just had oysters for the first time.
The first time?
Yeah, I never eaten them.
Did you like them?
Yeah, they're pretty good. Just like every other like shellfish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you would have oysters over pizza?
Oysters over pizza?
Yeah.
Pizza.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, hot chicken? Where are they getting hot chicken from?
Royals or Joella's?
Joella's usually. Because Joella's has the better catering. Joella's hot chicken makes my tummy hurt.
Hmm.
Pizza.
Royals doesn't?
No. Weirdly enough, no.
That is weird.
I don't understand why.
I don't either.
I think it's because Joella's goes, all right, so this chicken's cooked. How about we just throw it in a grease trap? And then they do. And it tastes great.
Yeah.
But then my tummy hurts.
Hmm.
And I'm not a big fan of that. Sometimes it's worth it. Like, if I eat cheese, then I'm just like, ugh, that sucks.
Yeah.
But sometimes, like, it just... You're just walking through Hobby Lobby with your wife, and you're like, oh, poop, literally.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like that.
Just right in Hobby Lobby.
Yeah, just right in the Hobby Lobby floor.
Hobby Lobby have bathrooms?
Not anymore. I destroyed them.
Literally destroyed them.
Yeah.
Nothing figurative here.
They became they became a contaminated zone on par with that of Fukushima or Chernobyl.
You think that guy could hear you?
Huh?
You think that guy on the phone could hear you?
I hope that he did. And was very confused as to what I was doing.
I don't know.
Or he's a big avid listener of the podcast.
Maybe.
We should put up more signs more places.
In car shops?
No, just on, like, the road.
Hey, Michael Tyre, you care if I put up my podcast?
We should put it on lampposts. Maybe on other people's cars.
Mm.
Let's do that thing. You
without
know, like,
them knowing it?
What?
What if we put them at trailheads?
It took me a second to figure out what that was.
Cover over the map of the trail.
Yeah, who needs the map?
What if we hike every trail? Give the map audibly and say, for an audio version of the map, go to...
Oh, that's a great idea.
This podcast, yeah.
We've never done that.
No, I mean, we've hiked.
We hiked.
Podcasted, and that turned out... Awesome.
That was the 9th worst episode.
Which is not bad.
No, there's 8 worse.
Yeah.
Most of them are from the beginning.
Some aren't.
What's the other one? Oh, yeah, you talked about your least favorite.
Yeah, we did a whole episode on this.
Yeah, I remember that. I like how this podcast has devolved into us being like, have we done this before? Are we The Simpsons?
Is that how The Simpsons works?
Yeah, like, sometimes they'll be thinking of something, and they're like, oh, we did this already. Like, new writers.
Mm.
Like, oh, this has already happened.
Interesting.
Maybe we should hire writers.
With what money?
No money. Our friendship.
Hmm. Okay.
Let's get Spencer in here.
He'll come on.
I know he will.
Okay.
But let's just get him to write for us.
I'm not sure he's the writing type.
Say it's his internship duties to do so.
It's not.
Everybody needs to be creatively inclined.
Well, I mean, I think so. Like, there's different types of creativity.
Like what?
Well, artistic.
Okay. What's the other one then?
Entertainment.
That's art. In a way.
I think, like, strategy is a form of creativity.
Okay.
So that could be sports, so war, games.
I thought you were going to say war.
I did say war.
Oh. I think you said or games.
Sports, war, games.
War games?
War games. The movie with Matthew Broderick.
War sports?
Yeah. War. The Aztecs participated in war sports.
What?
War sports.
War sports?
Yeah.
War sports.
Why do I say war?
War. War sports?
War.
War.
It's not war. It's war.
War.
Yeah, right?
War word acquired.
Like, arm.
Yeah.
War. Warm.
War?
Warm.
Son, right? You're going to war.
Yeah, he is.
So this is World War II.
World.
We're in the Vietnam War.
World War.
World War?
Yeah.
The Prussian War.
Sure.
The Prussian War sounds like a movie.
Revolutionary War.
That's like a detective movie set in Prussia. It's the Prussia. The Prussia Noir. Prussia Noir.
Hmm. Okay.
The Beaver War. The Emu War.
Emu?
Yeah, have you not heard about the Emu War?
No.
There's like a bunch of emus that were in Australia, as they usually are.
Yep.
Eating a bunch of crops.
Mm.
And so Australia was like, send the military. And then the military lost.
How?
I don't know. They only killed like 3 emus.
Yeah, but what, like, did the emus fight back?
Yeah, I guess.
Did they kill Australian soldiers?
Yeah, hold on. Let me talk about emu war.
Because that, I don't see how you can lose a war against an animal. I said it normally that time. War.
War.
It's not war, but it's,
war.
Not, it's not war. It's somewhere in the middle. War.
Yeah. The date war. Was the war. 2nd of November through the 10th of December 1932.
You barely even tried.
And it says outcome, failure.
Well, unless you're an emu.
For the emus, it's not a failure. Let's see.
How late do they open, I wonder?
Emus?
Yeah. Do they have specific hours that they try to follow?
War. Huh. What is it good for?
Emus.
Absolutely nothing.
It's good for the emus.
The emus are a warring society. Warring.
If you had to declare war on one species, what would it be and why?
That's so hard. So many species.
Yeah, but you gotta.
There's like
think.
A lot of them.
No, I know. 6 p.m., okay.
6 p.m. for what?
For war.
The car place?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. Whoa. What would I declare war on?
Who you calling moron?
What?
War on, moron.
Score on. Floron.
Doron.
Boron. That's an element.
Snoron.
Snoron is that guy from Lord of the Rings.
Which one?
You know, Snoron, the gray or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He's that one wizard.
Snoron the wizard.
Snoron.
Oh. Saruman?
Yeah, Snoron.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a great wizard. He's the one that falls from the tower.
How did the emus win?
Oh, they just didn't die. That's literally it.
Okay, No, but I gotta know more. Like, I feel like Australia just didn't try.
No, they were eating all the crops, and the farmers were like, kill the emus. They sent the military.
Why didn't the farmers kill the emus?
I don't know. They probably tried, and they needed bigger guns.
No.
So then they
emus are smaller than ostriches.
They send out the
That's
military
how guns work.
With, like, mini guns, and that does not kill them.
How? How does it not kill them?
I guess it misses.
Okay, then get different guns that will kill them.
I don't think they did.
Why? See, that's what I'm saying.
I don't know.
I don't think they failed so much as they're just like, I don't want to do this anymore.
They stopped because of lack of morale and because other countries were like, you guys look like a bunch of idiots. Other countries were bullying them.
Sending more emus.
Yeah, they just were like sending ostriches and other flightless birds.
The emus were the ally powers and the Australians were the Axis powers.
Well, who were the Australians teamed up with? New South Wales.
Wellington, New Zealand, specifically.
New Zealand's a weird looking place.
In what way? Shape wise?
Yeah, it's like Italy, but if you cut Italy's like leg off or foot off.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, a little bit. It's but like in like kind of Japan in a way too.
Nah.
In a way.
Hold on.
And it's longitudinal.
I don't like that there's rain preference. Right now. Longitudinal preference?
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about, longitudinal preference?
It's a new band I'm starting.
Do you know Abyss Entertainment LLC lives in your neighborhood?
I didn't.
He's a Louisville DJ. Oh. Starting at 550. That's all it says. Dollars.
$550.
Yes.
That is a lot.
Yeah. It says special package offers with 24-hour online planning tools.
What does that even mean?
Let's look up reviews.
24 online planning tools?
Yo, this guy's got 6 5-star reviews.
Why am I paying you if I have 24-hour online planning
tools?
Have
you ever, like, looked at the reviews of places that you that you, like, go a lot?
Yeah, I looked up this one for my doctor one time. You want me to read it for you?
Do it.
It's pretty interesting. I will say, this is a doctor who, my family, we don't love going to him.
Then why do you go?
I don't know, to be honest. I looked at going to another doctor, but I'm just kind of lazy. You gotta call and do the whole, you know, information thing. So this doctor has an average of 3.4 stars out of 22 reviews.
Out of 22 stars.
That would be bad. No, 22 reviews. Average of 3.4 stars.
I'm laying on the ground.
Here's a picture of a bloody cloth in one of the reviews.
Why?
It's not ideal. Let me.
What if they brought their own bloody cloth from home?
This one star review says this dude is nothing but a quack.
Quack!
So, that's always good. yeah, a lot of low reviews here. No, there was one that. Oh, I know where I can find it. Maybe it got deleted. This is good radio.
I sometimes look at like the fast food places I go a lot to see if they're actually good or if they just like me.
Yeah.
The Taco Bell I go to, they're apparently pretty good, but they have one star from 6 days ago from somebody and it says I paid 50 cents for tomatoes.
So here's the review that I'm referring to.
Yes, read it.
What the heck does that have to do with the price of eggs in China?
Oh, you told me about this.
That's all that review says. It's one star.
What does that have to do with the price of eggs in China?
It's a good question.
At my Heine Brothers, we have a review on our Google that says, it took so long for our buttery croissants to come out. I can't believe I had to wait this long. The chicken fingers were really good.
Yeah.
And
I do like
the
Heine
service
Brothers.
was really speedy.
I do like Heine Brothers chicken fingers. Yeah. I will say.
And I was like, well, we're right next to a cheddar. And I was like, this might be cheddar's talk. But.
Speaking of poor reviews and disappointments from this week.
What?
Nothing.
What? You said.
No, I'm kidding. Yeah. I had to order these items for work.
These items.
I think it's kind of a surprise. I probably shouldn't share just yet.
Is it for me?
I don't think so.
Who's it for?
It's for the students of Westport Road Baptist Church.
Why am I not allowed to know?
I mean, you might be able to get one, but I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Sure.
Because there are some students. You think after all the shirts we do, we're just going to make random shirts?
Yeah.
That we're going to give away? No.
We had a thing at our church in the youth group. Just called Free Shirt Day. And if you brought a friend, you got a free shirt.
That's nice.
it worked.
Does your friend get a free shirt?
I brought like 6 friends to guarantee I got a free shirt.
Okay.
No matter what.
So I was in contact with this custom, you know, promotional company where they designed, they put in this graphic on this item, putting our graphic on this item.
Mm-hmm.
Contacted them on Tuesday of last week.
It's a bucket hat.
She said, here's what we want. It's not a bucket hat. I wish.
Dang it.
And they sent the mock-up, I think, on Wednesday. I looked at it and was like, let's try it in white. And then they didn't send it in white. And then I also said, hey, this is going to be tax exempt. And they said, send us this. And so on Thursday, I sent them the form. And then today, they sent us the new mock-up in white. Problem is, by Monday, we had already been one day behind our guaranteed date that we had already, like, put into our order.
Yeah.
So, I was like, okay. And it took the attachment was not obvious. It took me a long time to find the mock-up for the white one.
Yeah.
Don't know why. The black one was easy to find. And so, I was like, all right, let me make sure this is what we want. Come back at about 1 o'clock, and I was like, all right. Oh, and I asked, I was like, what time do we need to order today to ensure we get this?
Just trying to guess what this
on
thing
the 7th. I know.
They're Crocs.
No, you think we're buying everybody Crocs?
Damn. They're knockoff Crocs.
No.
Knox.
No. So I said, what time? And they said, you missed the cutoff today. You'll have to put like another day of expedited production. Which like bothered me a little bit.
Pants.
No. You're thinking about things that require sizes. For a
cups.
Mass group of people.
Cups.
So, no. So.
Box.
No. So.
So.
I need a pulling thread.
Ooh.
No. Can you understand my frustration here?
Bedroom sets.
Because we had everything ready to go by the end of the week. And then they waited like Monday to be like, all right, here we go. Is this it?
What the heck?
And then I was like, not exactly. And they're like, okay, how about now? Like, yeah, that's good. Okay, well, we have to put another little, I got to charge you more for the extra production here. And so I tried, I got a little, you know.
You called them and said, hey, I don't think I can do that.
Right, that's basically.
And then you got the phone and you're like, I really railed into them.
That's pretty much how it went, except in an email form. No, I was like, hey. If we get that discounted, that would be really cool because I felt like we did everything we could to ensure to get these ordered by the end of the week.
Mm.
And I didn't get this mock-up till today.
Mm.
And they're like, yeah, we can't do that. I was like, all right, well, that's fine. We'll just go ahead and do it.
It's fine.
I mean, because it still had to order it anyway. But
I'm just going
to
bury my head.
No. I'm like, what else was I supposed to do? I had to get them ordered regardless.
Yeah.
On an email?
Yeah. All caps.
No, that's ridiculous.
No.
What the heck does that have to do with the price of eggs in China?
Gosh, now I got to look up the price.
But you got me wondering. Because I know that's not my skill. I'm not a businessman.
Right.
So what do you do in that situation?
That's when you yell.
But it's an email.
Oh. So you record your voice yelling. Then you email it. I'm a genius. Ooh. That's when you go to somewhere else to get the fanny packs.
We already have fanny packs.
That's right. You're getting everyone a brand new Honda Civic.
Just one?
Yes. All of the students have to share one singular Honda
We have
Civic.
A 3-month rotation. You will get it once every 3 months.
Middle schoolers are not allowed to touch it. Or are not allowed in it. They're allowed on top of it.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah, we can put them on the luggage rack.
Yeah.
What'd you get?
It may have been something you already said, and I lied when I said no.
It's bucket hats.
And that's all I'm going to say.
It's bucket hats. I knew it. Even though that one person that Emily asked said no.
Yeah.
So we just cut the program. Yeah. Exactly how it works. So the president does. Therefore, one student is the president.
Interesting. This is like that one thing from back in the day.
Flintstones?
Kid president.
You just said back in the day.
house is remotely like the Flintstones.
You know, I keep forgetting that his name is Fred Flintstone.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, gosh, what is Fred's name from the Flintstones?
What about Fred and the Flintstones?
Fred and the Flintstones.
The Flintstones.
The Flintstones?
The Flintstones.
Fred and Flintstones.
Flintstones.
So Fred.
Yep. And the Flintstones.
Fred sings.
Is that a thing?
No.
Fred and the Flintstones?
No.
Why not?
Probably because of copyright.
No. No. I refuse.
I mean, you can refuse all you want. It could just probably be because of copyright. Let's see. That's what you do is you name yourself that.
Fred and the Flintstones.
And the Flintstones.
Tones.
You find a guy named Fred, and you just have him there, and he does absolutely nothing.
He is tone deaf.
He's just deaf. Deaf man named Fred. You just play music around him. You are the Flintstones. And then you can...
Jeff Goodman was in the Flintstones?
What? John Goodman?
That's what I meant.
Yeah, he was Fred Flintstone in the movie.
Oh, the movie.
Yeah, and Rick Moranis was Barney Rubble.
Don't care about the movie.
Sorry for trying to tell you.
You did great.
You did great. Good job.
Thank you.
I have a headache.
I have had one.
It's been raining.
Yep.
That's why.
Yeah.
I don't like this.
You don't like what? The rain?
The rain. Not like the rain, but like, you know.
The fact that it is raining.
That part.
Yeah.
Because I had to walk in it. I had...
Really? How much far?
How much far? How much far? Daniel, the guy that I work with, he made a song out of putting the lids up. And he would always be like, everybody needs flat lids. Everybody needs flat lids. You need flat lids? I need flat lids. Everybody needs flat lids. And they would just say that over and over again.
Why?
If I'm correct, I win $1 million. Probably because it was like 5 a.m. and we had nothing better to do.
Does that help him remember to do something?
Nope. Not at all, because sometimes he would forget the flat lids.
Are there flat and non-flat lids?
Yeah, there's flat lids and dome lids.
Okay. And so not everyone needs the dome lids.
No, because why would you need... If you're like, I want a double espresso with cream and blah, 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 blah. It's not even going to fill up your cup. So why would you need a dome lid when you're going to like... When you could have a sippy lid and just be like... Pff.
Yeah.
Exactly like that.
Okay.
Duh.
Want to wish a happy birthday. 50. Happy 50th anniversary.
Michael Jordan.
No.
Michael Jackson.
His birthday was yesterday.
Michael Jackson's?
I think, yeah. Or today or yesterday.
I'm looking it up.
Today's yesterday.
You know what throws me off all the time?
50th anniversary of the Beach Boys 1971 album Surf's Up. Tomorrow is the 51st anniversary of the Beach Boys album Sunflower.
Do you remember where you were when Michael Jackson died?
No.
I remember where I was.
I remember where I was when Tom Petty died.
That's kind of weird.
Not caring, but also cutting grass.
Tom Petty.
I just never really cared for Tom Petty.
No. Oh gosh. I don't remember why I was there, but I was in my missions pastor's office, and he had the TV turned on to CNN for some reason, and then it was like Michael Jackson's dead. It was like, now hold on a second. What's going on here?
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what happened.
Hmm.
And then thing came out.
2009?
Was that 2009?
Was that 2009?
I think so. I was 13. Or I was almost 13.
Yeah.
Man, that's such a long time ago.
Hmm.
You remember 2009?
Yeah, well, I remember that.
You remember Michael Jackson dying? Anything else happened in 2009?
We were getting ready for an election.
No, we weren't.
No, we weren't.
Well, technically we were.
Had a new president. How about that?
Eh, he wasn't that new.
We had another term. No.
Yeah.
He was a new president.
Well, I mean, like, he was new whenever he was elected.
He was inaugurated in 2009.
Yeah. He was new then.
Yeah.
2010.
That's
Barry O'Brien.
We're talking about 2009.
Wait a second. We are talking about 2009. Oh,
yes.
My gosh.
So he was brand new.
He was brand spanking new.
Fresh off the line.
Oh, gosh.
Of, you know, where they manufacture presidents.
Where's that?
Spokane. Why do you think they call it Washington?
I don't get it. Wait, why do they call Washington if it's called Spokane?
What?
I'm very confused.
Why isn't the whole state called Spokane?
Because Anne didn't spoke yet.
Do you want to take me to pick my car up after this?
Where is it?
Just down there, by the Waffle House. It's not at a shop. It's just by the Waffle House.
Yeah, some guy named Mike just is gonna fix it at Waffle House.
That's why he can't fix it.
Wait. But the thing's not fixed.
I still have to pick it up. They're not gonna fix it, apparently.
Yeah. But like, can't they? They should fix it.
They should.
Are they?
They can't.
Why?
I don't know.
They
said take it to a body shop or a dealer.
What are they?
A body shop or a dealer?
No. Not what is a body shop or a dealer. What's this place you took it to?
Oh, Big O Tires.
You took a door problem to a tire guy? That's like if I went to the podiatrist for my mouth issues.
The tire guys do everything.
Do they? Don't they do tires?
No, they do more than tires.
And brakes.
Yeah, brakes.
Which has to do with
oil.
The tires.
I mean, like, it's depending on the place. Like, Michael Tire do just about anything. Bigger tires do just about anything.
Oil? You got to grease up your tires. Makes you go fast.
It's not.
Everybody knows the less
it does not make you go faster. It makes you stop lesser.
Yeah, faster.
No.
It makes you stop less faster.
Doesn't make any sense.
You're not stopping as much, but you're stopping faster.
No.
Well, if you hit another car, you stopped, right?
But the distance.
What do you mean the distance?
Makes the heart grow fonder.
The distance.
Henry makes the heart grow fonder.
I thought you were about to sing that cake song.
He's going the distance.
She's going for speed.
He. Isn't he going the distance?
Maybe she's going the distance.
But she's all alone.
All alone.
In her time of need.
And she's racing and pacing and plotting the course.
Yeah.
I don't remember the rest.
That's okay.
I remember I heard it for the first time, and I don't remember anything else about that day.
Same day Michael Jackson died.
That was the same day he
2009. Died. Did he die in 2009?
Oh, yeah, I didn't look that up.
I think the movie came out in 2009.
Michael Jackson.
I think I was at my friend JD's house.
Yeah, it was 2009, June 25th.
I knew it.
Yeah.
Christmas in June.
Christmas in June, see? We went to McKay's yesterday.
What's that?
It's like a bookstore.
Oh.
I saw like a billion Alabama
books.
Albums.
Is it in Alabama?
No, it's in Tennessee. Close enough. But
whoa. Careful.
No, I was saying like they're literally close enough.
Ah.
They're close to each other,
it's
right?
That's not what it sounded like.
Are they close to each other?
Closer than a brother.
There's a shirt that I found. And it says, siblings by birth, lovers by choice.
Okay, that's not.
And that sounds about like Arkansas.
That's not exactly what I was hoping it was going to say.
No, but that's what it said.
It's about online with what I expected.
Huh?
Hmm?
You said about offline of what you were expecting?
Online. Do you want the PS4?
Where?
That one. It's in the box. It's the one that box that says PS4 on it.
This one?
Yeah.
Do you not want it?
I mean, how long have I lived here?
A long time?
Yeah.
This is not even the a long time? Oh, gosh.
Right.
Good it's like point. I drove 11 hours yesterday. Mm. Yeah. Are you really... Do you...
I don't know what to do with it.
I mean, I'll take it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
That was a transaction live on the podcast. Tune in next week receipt. When we go to a McDonald's drive-thru.
It was an audio receipt.
Audio receipt.
Yeah.
Nobody can take it. Nobody take it from me.
I don't know if the controller works.
I'll figure it out.
Okay.
Hope it's going to be real happy about that.
If you just want to... But the controller not working?
No. That I'd have the PS4.
No.
Yeah.
If you just want to delete my information off there.
No, I'm going to use it.
I mean, I don't think it's worth
it. I'm going to steal your identity.
What?
I'm going to steal your identity. No one will know. We're both named Luke.
Oh, I left my identity in my car.
What do you mean?
Because I have a temporary ID right now. I'm waiting for my one to be...
Did you do it by mail?
Mailed to me. That was the only option.
You can go up there.
I did go up there.
Oh. You saw a line?
No.
What do you mean?
I went up there and I renewed my license. And they're mailing it to me.
Where are they mailing it to? Why don't they give it to you there?
I don't know.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Yeah. So I left it in my car. I was driving around today illegally.
You were driving illegally?
Well, I mean, I just didn't have my license on me.
But you left it, you had it in your car.
I wasn't driving my car.
Who's driving your car?
No one. I was driving Jacob's.
Luke.
I didn't mean to.
That's against the law.
I know. I just went to church and back, and I didn't know after I'd already left.
You know what would have happened if you got pulled over?
Something.
One of four things.
Okay.
I almost put three in my hand.
Yeah.
One. The officer would have been like, well, you better go get it.
Right.
Two.
Likely.
The officer would have been like, I still got to give you a ticket.
Also likely.
Number three. I got to give you a warning, son. An official warning.
That feels likely as well.
Goes on your record. Number four. Bam, bam, bam. Open the door.
That's a little sensitive right now.
Open the door. Get out. You don't got a license? So well, guess what, son?
How
I have to take you downtown.
How am I? He just shot me.
No. That was him hitting the door.
Oh, I thought that was a gun.
No, I said bam, not blam.
Guns go blam?
Guns go blam, hands go bam.
I guess I missed
that's
that.
That's the rules.
I missed that week of school.
I guess you didn't go to phonics. Or onomatopoeia class.
What do you mean, Phoenix?
The University of Phoenix.
Online.
What is DeVry University?
I believe it's an old wooden ship.
Have you heard the, like, ship of Theseus thing?
No.
Where it's like, Theseus brings his ship into harbor and replaces a piece. Over time, he's replaced all the pieces of a ship. Is it the same ship?
Oh, sure.
Like that.
Yeah. And my answer?
Jacob?
It's just a ghost, don't worry.
Oh, okay, good. I'm glad it's just a ghost.
Well, he got out there quick.
Spooky. Mm. Can you see him?
Yeah.
See, I'll leave?
No.
I need to move my car?
No.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure. It's only quarter of five. He's still working. Oh, maybe get my grandfather's obituary out of that box.
Wait a second. This isn't a PS4.
You don't get to take that
this
one.
This is
yeah.
Police planes will scan Baltimore.
That rhymed.
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
What else is written on here?
Literally, it's just there because it's the obituary.
Of your. Oh, this is him?
Yeah.
Yeah. I knew that.
Did you?
Yeah, because it says seven grandchildren. And I can read between lines.
A lot of people with grandchildren on that page.
You ever looked at obituaries and been like, you see, like that's what he probably looked like before he died, right?
No, that's what he looked like after.
That's what he looked like after, man.
Yeah, they propped him up.
He aged well.
Yeah, he aged better.
But then, like, other people put pictures of, like, when they were younger. It's like, that's not what they look like anymore.
Yeah.
This is false advertising.
So what would you want? It's not advertising. What are they advertising?
They're advertising the funeral.
I don't think it's an advertisement.
It's an advertisement for
hey,
the funeral.
Sunday.
Sunday. Come on down to the funeral house.
Ratterman's on Shelbyville. I don't know if there is a Ratterman's on Shelbyville.
What is he? Oh, gosh. Okay. Anyways.
So anyway, I'll keep that.
Wait, I'm not done looking. Officers felt unsafe in crackdown? Oh, boy kidnapped in 1964, found through ancestry sites.
No way.
A boy dubbed Scott McKinley. Is that not his name?
No, it's just they dubbed him.
They dubbed him?
Yep. He's a knight.
Oh, gosh.
I dub thee
Scott. Oh, he was a newborn whenever he was snatched.
By who? Who snatched him?
Oh, hold on.
We're just bringing you news from 2019. That's all this is.
Yeah, hold on. Let me see.
Stuff you
haven't
heard. Recent
media reports have said the now 55-year-old man. My gosh. Living in rural Michigan was the 2-day-old child of Chester and Dora. I'm not trying to say the last name.
I will.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to spell T.
Okay.
F-R-O-N-C-Z-A-K.
Franzek?
Okay, Franzek. Abducted on April 27th, 1964 from a Chicago hospital. Those reports have not provided details about how he
somebody
was
located. Somebody stole him from Chicago hospital?
Yeah, somebody stole him from a Chicago hospital in 1964.
Hmm.
And then he just never knew that.
Really?
That's crazy.
Did he have a good life?
Was it one person?
Was it a woman?
No, it doesn't say who stole them.
Well, that's lame.
Yeah, it just says the kidnapper took the baby.
And so he just
the kidnapper's probably dead.
Yeah, so he just grew up.
And didn't know.
And left home.
How do you even feel about that?
Oh gosh, that would.
That's gotta be crazy.
How do we know that's not us?
It can't be me. I've seen my parents.
Yeah, I was gonna say you.
Yeah, it can't be.
There's
me.
Some similarities there.
Genetics tests that were not available in the 60s.
Didn't know what genetics were.
Let me see.
That's not true.
Yeah, no, they don't name the guy or where he lives in Michigan or the person who kidnapped him. The person who kidnapped him is honestly probably dead by now.
But, he knows who he is.
Yeah, and I think now he knows that he was the one that was kidnapped. At 55, how do you even, reconcile that? It says his mom is in her 80s.
I mean, I guess you would have to. Do you feel ill feelings towards your kidnapper?
Yeah. Like,
'cause I could have been a great parent.
It seems like, by the way they wrote this, kidnapping parents, the parents who had him, they're dead.
Right.
So their memories are sealed.
Yep.
Can't make any new ones.
No.
But now you can. Because you know that you've been kidnapped by them.
Right.
Illegal adoption.
But were they awesome parents?
Yeah, were they good parents?
They pay for his education.
I don't know. I mean, it doesn't say what else he, what he is.
Or were they awful?
That's got to be confusing.
Feels more likely, but I don't know.
It's a nature versus nurture kind of thing. Have you seen that? Have you heard of that movie? It's Three Identical Strangers.
Is that where the guy has a ship in the harbor and puts piece by piece and then it's is that even a boat?
No, that's Ratatouille. Three Identical Strangers is a documentary about these three triplets as triplets.
They're
go.
Identical.
Yes, and they're strangers because they were taken from their birth mother and put into three different families.
On purpose?
Yeah.
For what reason?
Science.
Hmm.
Yeah. Not okay.
Hmm.
Very not okay.
Like what? Who? Huh?
Yeah.
Who did this?
It was some adoption
agency.
I'm going
to find them.
In New York. They've already been found.
I'm going to find them again.
I'm going to do it again. We're making another movie.
They were a kidnapped by an adoption agency?
So the adoption agency, the woman was okay, I'm having these babies.
Yep, that's good that she knew that.
Yeah, and then she had them.
Oh. It was a success.
She put them up for adoption.
Okay.
Which, you get to keep in contact with them.
Yep.
But when you put multiples up for adoption, you're supposed to keep them in the same family.
Okay.
But they just split them up for science.
And did the mom know that?
No.
How?
I don't think they know who their mom is.
Oh.
Yeah.
So she wasn't really interested.
No.
Gotcha.
But they all grew up in the same family. They all grew up the same way in three different families.
Hmm.
Yeah. And the three different families were one of them was a blue collar family.
Yeah.
One of them was a middle class family, one of them was an upper class family.
Mm-hmm.
But all three of the boys basically ended up being about the same. But with different backgrounds, you know?
Yeah.
But they all went to the same college.
Do they meet each other?
Huh?
Do they meet each other?
Yeah, that's the beginning of the movie.
Mm.
They're one of them's
Yeah, so I went to college.
This is also in New York, by the way.
And he's like, I went to college, and one
I was
of my
still
friends was
Michigan.
One of these people was like, well, hey there, so-and-so. And I was like, that's not my name. I'm like, oh my gosh, you got to meet this guy. You look the same.
I sound like a bad Nick Kroll impersonation.
And then I go and meet him, and we look the same. Then we go and meet a third one, and we look the same.
They look the same. And then they were all over daytime television.
Hmm.
Yeah. And then they owned a restaurant. There's other stuff.
Three
happening.
Identical restaurants. They each opened a restaurant.
They each opened an identical restaurant.
So is this a documentary?
Yeah.
Hmm. A documentary?
A documentary. Yeah. It is a film de documents.
But yeah, no.
Document?
I think that's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I've had a pretty crazy life too.
Yeah, you've had a crazy life.
Yeah, I was homeschooled.
Yeah, these guys were separated at birth.
I just like the idea that there's someone out there who hears that story and says, yeah, but I've had a pretty crazy life too.
My life's been wild as well.
Yeah, we're not so different,
you and I.
Me. You three identical brothers who
separated
met in college.
Separated at birth. Raised in different homes without knowledge of each other existing. I homeschooled. Very similar. You who was kidnapped as an infant, as a newborn from a Chicago hospital, driven hundreds, maybe thousands of miles away from your home, and grew up not even knowing that you were that. I homeschooled.
Oh, man.
This is a good sentence to use.
It's funny. I homeschooled.
No, you're not. We're not so different, you and I.
I'm gonna start saying that in the most inappropriate situations.
Whenever one of the kids talks about something that's like really important to them.
Yeah.
You're not so different, you and I.
Yeah, I did really well in my robotics tournament. You're not so different, you and I.
You doing well in your robotics team?
Me.
I homeschooled.
I having saw iRobot.
I used an Alexa once.
Yeah. My Google's been doing this thing because it's a glorified alarm clock where it says,
basically.
I'm sorry, that didn't work. Try again in a few minutes at 6 a.m. when the alarm's supposed to be going off.
What?
Which is like one way to wake me up, I guess.
It just wakes up. It
doesn't have very much sustained impact, I wouldn't say. But it is nice to be apologized to immediately upon
at
re-entering consciousness.
At 5:55 in the morning?
It's 6 a.m.
Whatever. Sorry.
I'm sorry. That hasn't worked. Please try again in a few minutes.
So it's saying your alarm's not working?
Yeah, essentially. Because I'm like, hey, play some song.
Yeah.
And then it, instead of playing that song, it goes, something went wrong. I'm like, okay. Why?
What went wrong?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I've never asked.
How dare you?
I'm mostly asleep
at
that
point.
What
if it's a cry for help?
I don't know.
Have you ever seen... I don't know why my brain went to this. Those, like, people that, like, hack into security cameras and just watch people.
Have I seen that?
Yeah, like, have you heard of it?
Okay, sure.
You've heard of it?
I've heard of this.
That's creepy, isn't it?
Yeah, but, I mean, I've had a pretty crazy life myself.
Yeah. Them... hacking into security cameras for some sick form of voyeurism. Me. Homeschool. We're not so different than I.
No, yeah, I've heard of this.
It's creepy.
Right? That's kind of the
point.
But
now every time I look at a security camera, I'm always like, somebody watching that?
I mean, somebody probably is.
But not like the person who's like supposed to be.
Oh, somebody else?
Yeah, like somebody who's like, I'm gonna hack into the security cameras at Target and, I gotta think of a place.
Target.
No. Like a Target in a certain place.
Oh, the Starbucks.
No.
The.
A Target in Valdosta, Georgia.
Oh, that kind of location.
Yeah, like a place.
Huh. So you mean
an
area
like
within.
They're just going to look. Like, what's up with that?
Yeah, what do you think they're doing?
I don't know. Think they're doing something gross?
You mean, like, Soliciting?
Soliciting?
Yeah.
No?
Then
have you seen that people hack into Alexa cameras and just say things to people?
they hike into it?
I said hack. Did I say hike?
I sound like hike.
I don't know what I said.
They hike into it. Yeah, they hike into Alexa's camera.
Yeah, and then they start talking to people through it.
I don't know what cameras had. Lexus has had cameras.
I think they're baby monitors.
Oh, no, that would be... baby monitors in general kind of freak me out.
I don't like them either.
I'd rather that baby be on its own.
Baby, it's time for you to be on your own. Throws them into their room. And the baby's like... Ooh. He's like, there you go. Figure it out from here. If you can't get out, we can always have another one.
Did you, like, hear the white noise machine in the background?
There's a white noise machine? And the baby could be looking directly at the monitor?
I don't care about the camera as much.
Oh. You just care about the sound?
The sound is what worries me most.
I don't know how I can't get up right now.
Sound can be deceptive.
Where'd my phone go? I was going to look up this. Oh, it's under my hat. Hmm. As most phones are. I was going to find a video of it.
Not where mine is. Mine's on my Bible.
Hacking.
One of my many Bibles.
To Amazon.
I have several.
Camera.
Quite spiritual.
What? I spelled hacking wrong.
You spell it with an I and an E?
I spell it with a V and a J.
Hacking.
Yeah, that's how you spell it. Viking. Viking.
And that's how the Vikings got started.
Why Ring security cameras so easily hacked? I'm trying to find one about, like, terrifying. Yeah, video, terrifying video of families hacked Ring. They, like, the person, like, talks to the kids.
Yep. Heard this.
It's, like, spooky.
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought about that.
Yeah? Are you scared of that? Is that why you don't have a Ring?
Yeah. Well, I have a Ring.
Do you like those? Would you want one of those?
A Ring?
Yeah.
No.
Why? For this reason?
I mean, that's one of them.
What are the others? That's what I'm asking.
They're expensive.
Okay.
They require batteries.
Ah.
You have to install them?
That's a turnoff for you? Batteries?
We live in an age where batteries aren't needed anymore. I prefer all of my appliances to be hand cranked. When his brother passed away.
Is this an advert?
I want this ad to end. It is a 21-second ad.
That's just an odd number.
Why?
To make for an ad.
Choose like a normal number. What do you think this ad's for?
The company that it's advertising.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad that it's an advertising company. It's for Amazon.
Go figure.
Right, hold on.
Figure that out.
ABC News.
I don't know if we can use the audio from this.
Oh, no. It is Good Morning America. We can't do that.
Yeah.
Hold on, wait. I'm trying to. What
are you trying to do here exactly?
I'm trying to see what the guy says.
Okay. They're gonna tell you?
Yeah, no, because they show the video.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
On Good Morning America.
You ever watch Good Morning America?
No.
Yeah, because it's not the Today Show. If it doesn't have Al Roker, why would I watch it? It's a rule of mine.
In general.
Yeah, in general.
Does this movie have Al Roker?
That's why Cloud with a Chance of Meatballs is a great movie.
Is he in it?
Yeah, he's in it.
Isn't he in the Proud Family?
Yeah, maybe like in an episode.
Yeah.
I wasn't allowed to watch the Proud Family as a kid.
It's a weird one.
My mom said that I wasn't allowed to watch it because the dad in it was dumb.
There's that one person you never saw his head.
Yeah, and you always thought your TV was just too small?
I never thought that.
Oh.
It was also only on at, like, 1 a.m.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, like, the reruns.
Yeah.
They showed new episodes.
Who cares?
I'm sorry.
You're forgiven. I forgive you.
Wait. Now it's talking.
What is?
Wait.
What?
It said, pay this 50 Bitcoin ransom or else you'll get terminated right now.
Yeah,
what?
That feels legit.
What will they do?
They'll terminate you.
Right now?
Right now.
What?
Yep. I hope it wouldn't catch you on guard. Like, I was ready for this.
They prepared me for this.
That was part of my ring installation.
Yeah, the guy says it's optional, and I was like, well, I mean, I don't have anything else to do today.
I want to be caught on guard.
Yeah, so I want to be caught on guard. And he told me that people hack into it, and I was like, thank you.
So I said on guard, and we fenced.
And then I said, is this official? And he said, no, I just hate this company that I work for.
Next thing I know, he was telling me to give him 50 Bitcoin.
You also know what I learned? You know the Geek Squad?
Best Buy.
Yeah, Best Buy.
Yep.
You know they install your TV for you?
What does that mean?
I don't know. What does that mean?
They hang it up?
I mean, like, they'll do that. But, like, that's an additional service.
Yeah.
They'll install your TV for you. Anybody can do that.
Yeah.
You plug it in. I don't understand this. They were just like, it just said, we'll install your TV. It said,
any way to make an extra buck, man.
Day of install. And I was like,
whoa.
What do you mean day of install? You mean you'll come in my house and plug it in for me?
Second day install. I got this new TV.
But I gotta wait.
I'm not willing to pay the same day install. I'm gonna wait a couple days.
It's $2.99. I'd rather do the one.
I think it's a good financial decision. I feel good about it.
This is so weird. No, like I understand if it's like an older person living alone who can't do it themselves. But like, it shouldn't be something you advertise. Like, hey, if you buy this TV, we'll plug it in for you like a moron you are.
Ugh. Plot twist, my house doesn't have plugs. Figure that out, Geek Squad. No extra charge.
I have electrical equipment. My house has no outlets. This job is now turned into you create outlets in my home.
And you're not charging me extra. This is all part of it.
You're an idiot. Geek Squad, you're a moron.
This was like some weird YouTube break.
It's like the worst. Let's buy a TV from Best Buy.
And drywall over all of our outlets.
Yeah. Didn't make them find it. Best Buy Geek Squad comes and saw my TV. No outlets, gone crazy.
Watch his reaction.
And the thumbnail's us going like, whoa!
And he's just like, did you guys drywall over your outlets? You guys are a bunch of idiots.
Well, we don't have to install this TV. You do. And he's like, actually, I don't. It says that if you don't have any outlets, I don't have. This is in the contract.
He's like, plugs it in through the drywall. And now it's on.
Watch our next video as we prank ourselves by reading the Best Buy contract. What? We now owe them $30,000 in legal fees. How'd that happen?
Best prank ever.
I'm not allowed to go to the San Diego Best Buy anymore.
I'm not allowed to go to the San Diego Zoo. Unrelated.
Why?
Just a fun fact.
Why?
I just made that up. It's part of the bit.
Do you have the heart of a lion and the lifetime band of the zoo?
What?
Yeah.
I haven't told you about what I want to do. I want to go to San Diego for one reason.
Drake and Josh.
Was that in San Diego?
Yeah, it's in San Diego.
I want to buy a box of frozen waffles. I want to go to the beach. I want to put one waffle on the beach.
Yeah.
Take a picture.
Yeah.
And say, guess where I am.
Why?
San Diego. It's a San Diego.
Boo.
No, it's perfect.
Boo.
Yeah.
Made an audible sound on there.
Well, I would imagine when you drop
a microphone.
You know
all audible sounds?
Like if a tree falls in a forest and no one's around?
It's an inaudible sound.
Is it audible?
I don't know.
You call an audible? Omaha?
Do you call an audible?
Peyton Manning would.
Omaha! 6'7", forehead! Hut! Hut!
San Diego. You get it?
Yeah, I get it.
It's pretty funny.
I mean, it's kind of funny.
Yeah. It was funnier than what you reacted.
Hey, how does a joke turn into a dad joke?
It marries a mommy joke?
When it becomes a parent. Get it?
I mean, kind of.
That's a good thinker right there.
No.
Dang it.
I'm gonna go with no.
I think I'm gonna go with no.
Yeah, I'm gonna stick with no.
I'm honestly gonna say not really.
Well, it's been great to be back.
It's been great to be here.
It's been great to be back here. Next week's Labor Day. Are we gonna record?
Yeah, I'm not busy.
Okay, cool. I just want to make sure.
Yeah, I'm working, but I'm not busy.
Okay. I mean, I have something.
I don't have class.
At some point in the day. Have you started class yet?
Yeah. It's cool. Fine.
Oh, good.
Classes.
I'm glad it's fine.
Yeah. I can't complain.
You can.
I mean, I could, but, like, I don't really have anything to complain about.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
We already passed the thing.
What thing?
I don't know.
Well, I can move those around.
What?
That's how audio works.
No, audio happens all at once. Like right now.
Do you know how to tell when a podcast ends?
Tell me.
Man, what a great episode that was.
If you want to engage with us on any of our social media channels, we are at Luke's Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
Support us financially and send us a voicemail at anchor.fm/Luke's Podcast.
You want to Venmo us some random amount of money, send it to us at ODM Shorts.